Thank you, Carl. Thanks, everybody. Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Aruna in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hey, how are things in Minneapolis, my old home?
Oh, it is hot and humid.
Right, I understand. In Minneapolis, the weather is miserable for half the year, and then it's miserable in a whole new way.
Sums it up well.
Yeah, well, welcome to the show, Aruna.
Thank you.
You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Aruna's topic?
Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on?
Labor unions, suffering under years of diminishing membership and having their leaders buried under football fields. They're making a comeback, just what you'd expect under our new socialist regime. Each of our panelists are going to tell you a story of workers banding together. It may be well-meaning. It may not work out, though. Choose the real story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play, Aruna?
Sure am.
All right, first, let's hear from Roxanne Roberts.
They're mad as hell and not going to take it anymore. So Wall Street's masters of the universe are trying to form a union. Former Lehman Brothers analyst Bernie Heim is sick of being lumped in with the crooks, schemers, and brokers who caused the economic collapse. So he's calling all his former colleagues and urging them to join a new union, affectionately dubbed the No Bull Shirts. Quote, most of us are honest working stiff who used to get $4 million bonuses, Heim told the Wall Street Journal. A union will reassure the public that we deserve their trust, and with all the TARP money flowing in, allow a collective bargaining to protect our interests. The Bulls' first meeting was held last month. Only 11 unemployed stockbrokers actually showed up, but Heim is not discouraged. Everybody got a Don't Blame Me t-shirt and mug.
A union for Wall Street financiers. Your next story of an attempt at organizing comes from Adam Felber.
When it comes to labor issues, New England is no stranger to the concept of a bunch of workers banding together, but this may be the first time the workers have actually been banded. As in, they're pigeons. Yes, a bill has been filed in Massachusetts entitled, quote, An Act Relative to Pigeons in Motion Pictures. And it's the brainchild of professional pigeon wrangler Bill Damaris, who has had it up to his ankles with scruffy, undocumented amateur birds coming up from God knows where, willing to work for breadcrumbs, taking the jobs of clean, honest, hardworking avian thespians. Damaris got the idea while deploying his pigeon prodigies on the set of the new movie Telltale Heart, which was shooting in Rhode Island. To Damaris' shock, the producers were supplementing his flock with a bunch of wild, undocumented birds brought up from New York. Yes, some rat without wings was bringing in scabs with wings. Quote, if you have something really nice, you don't want someone bringing in something really awful and destroying it. If Damaris has his way, local jobs will be safe, even if local statues won't.
A union for pigeons in Massachusetts. Your last story of people looking for that union label comes from Tom Baudet.
After 20 years of freelance work as an informant and hired muscle for various union-busting law firms, Peter C. Quigley has had enough. We get the short end of every stick we ain't actually swinging, said Quigley. They put us in flea-bag motels for months at a time. We get spit on, our cars get burned. Dating? Forget about it. And these ain't the top-shelf law firms we're dealing with here. A lot of the time, we don't get paid. So what's an exploited professional union-busting goon to do? Organize. The Brotherhood of Benevolent Busters has filed with the National Labor Relations Board in a move to protect their membership from the very practices they work daily to promote. It's what you call ironical, Quigley admitted. But I ask you this, who are they going to hire to stop us?
So one of these groups, Aruna, is trying to organize. Is it, from Roxanne Roberts, Wall Street Banksters, from Adam Felber, Pigeons in the Motion Picture Industry, or from Tom Baudet, Union Busters? Which of these is the real story of an attempt at collectivization?
Wow. I think I'm going to go with the third. I'm going to go with Tom's description.
You're going to go with Tom's story, the Union Busters unionizing. Because as I say, who's going to stop them? That's your choice?
Right.
All right. Well, we spoke to somebody who's familiar with this remarkable effort to collectivize labor.
It's almost like unionizing pigeons. He wants to have only pigeons that are licensed and banded in Massachusetts to be able to appear as extras in films made in Massachusetts.
That was Laurel Sweet, who's a reporter for the Boston Herald, talking about the effort to unionize Massachusetts movie pigeons. I'm sorry, as you have figured out, it was Adam who had the true story. You did not win our game, but you earned a point for Tom's rather revolutionary idea.
And I thank you, Aruna.
Anyway, thanks so much for playing, Aruna.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.
Now, you want higher wages, let me tell you what to do. Got to talk to the workers in the shop with you. You got to build you a union, got to make it strong. But if you all stick together, boys, 'twon't be long. You got shorter hours, better working conditions.